So I'm here with Tom Steinberg of My Society. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Very good.
And you're just in the side room of Given Tech, and you've got a whole Fix My Transport display going on here. Can you just tell us what Fix My Transport is?
Well, like the name suggests, it's a service, it's a website and a mobile site for getting public transport problems resolved anywhere in Britain.
And how do people use it?
Well, it's the goal is that if you have any kind of common problem like a broken ticket machine or a bus that never turns up, but you find the site simply by Googling or by hearing about it, and it guides you through a very simple process of writing down what's wrong, and we make sure that the problem gets sent to the right place. But we do more than just getting the problem sent to the right place. We make it possible for you to gather supporters around your problem so that you can build pressure to get it fixed.
I see. So you can build a kind of small network of people who are particularly on a particular bus service or train service, and they can kind of gather around that single issue. And how long has Fix My Transport been online?
It launched probably about 10 days, 2 weeks ago. I've lost track.
And how's it gone since then?
Well, it's plenty busy. It turns out people do indeed, as you know, we took a gamble about whether or not people cared about public transport, but it wasn't much of a gamble, really, because it turns out people care quite a lot. I think we are heading merrily along towards having our 1,000th problem report quite soon. It's just very interesting to see the diversity of things, the diversity of locations, and how people choose to report them as well.
And Fix My Transport is one of a huge range of mobile and online services that My Society has developed. So you've got Fix My Streets, you've got They Work For You, all sorts of different services and ways people can report publicly issues and problems that they've got. Now, how would you say that all of these different services have come about? What was it you needed to actually make these great ideas a reality?
Well, I mean, what we needed a bunch of things. I mean, the most basic one is we needed very dedicated and talented computer programmers who could make them work, because it's one of the paradoxes about modern technology that to make something very simple and easy to use, it requires enormous complexity and great difficulty in order to make things very simple. So we have very good people to make very simple websites. And so that's the most basic thing, is having a really good, strong community of people who do things like that. But then beyond that, there's all sorts of ideas that drive us, such as lowering barriers to access and keeping things really simple. And those, plus all the talent, is what I think makes My Society sites what they're like.
Okay. And I suppose with that talent, you need money to pay for that talent, essentially. So what advice would you give to donors considering funding such developments?
I would say, as long as the people seem to be really competent and can show you that they built, or the people they're employing have built, good things, private sector or public or philanthropic. But as long as you have faith that the people you're talking to actually know how to build technology projects that are any good, then that's the most basic thing you have to check for, they got to be able to do it. Once they can do it, I feel like you should probably give them some degree of leeway, because one of the side effects of understanding very complicated technologies is that they may very well understand things about it that you as a funder might not understand. So it's worth giving some degree of leash, but it's not worth giving a leash to people who you don't have any reason to think of a good in the first place. Mm. And if money gets wasted in this field, it's when people who are not very good are given vague remits or even very specific remits, but it all comes down to the talent. Get the right talent and you probably can't really go wrong as a funder in this field.
Okay, and lastly, the kind of tools that you've come up with are largely involved with public services or public transport services. Have you met any resistance from the owners of the services that you're addressing?
So Fix My Transport is very new, whereas we've been running other sites for years, so it's probably worth talking about other sites. And The answer is that it varies enormously. So we have lots of services that interface with local government, with councils, and some of them embrace it and are really enthusiastic and champion it, and some are much more hesitant or even, okay, very rarely hostile. But that's what's going to happen whenever you do projects that deal with hundreds of different entities. Mm. It's not surprising that some of them will whatever your idea is, some of them will like it, some of them won't.
Okay, and how do you kind of jump over those obstacles, those kind of resistances, those personal resistances?
Well, I think you try and see the world from their perspective, and you talk to them nicely, and you do reasonable things, and you don't do anything gratuitous that will, you know, make them feel that you're only out to get them. And so it's like the general rule in life. It's like, you know, be nice and polite to people, and they will probably find it hard to be nasty back to you.
So the art of gentle persuasion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you very much. Cheers.